Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 8th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up a quarter of a cent, May wheat down 4.5 cents, and May beans up a penny and a half. Currently, we've got the dollar down 36 ticks, crude oil's up another 47 a barrel, gold and silver are pretty strong, gold's up $10-$11, silver's up 15 cents. The China deal, you know, still seems like it's a long way away. The president keeps touting that there's a deal coming in the next 3 to 4 weeks, but the trade representative keeps saying that we are, quote, very, very far away, and we have major problems out here. So, you know, I don't know who you believe, but the bottom line is there's no deal, and that's certainly not friendly. We didn't see any export announcements today. The weather around the country is going to be kind of wild. We're going to have a fair amount of rain. We got pounded with rains in Chicago last night. There's going to be more rain midweek. There's some people talking heavy snows. I even saw one forecast calling for blizzard conditions in a couple of spots. So I can't imagine that's friendly. It's still very wet in Nebraska. They don't need any more rain. The only positive out there is that the thaw up in the north in Minnesota in that area is thawing out slower than expected. They haven't had the real bursts of heat yet, so that's a good thing, so it's not all moving downriver at once. But we're still looking at plenty of flooding out here. Obviously, we have the WASDE report tomorrow. I can't imagine that the numbers aren't going to be, you know, larger than they were a month ago. Corn up by 150 to 200 million bushels. Beans up 20 million bushels. Wheat up 20 million bushels, somewhere in those ranges. World carryouts getting bigger. So I don't see any help there from the WASDE report in the morning. The funds are still heavily short corn. 260,000 contracts. They're short about 60 beans. 60 to 70 beans, 60 to 70 wheat, short 30 oil, short about 12,000 contracts a meal. So there's plenty of buying power there if we can get some kind of spark, but I don't see anything that's going to really do it unless we get a China deal or unless there's a major surprise on the WASDE reports. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.